Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri, live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1, 100.9, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri, Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. Those four stations, 100.1, 100.9, 1290, 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Later on this morning, we're going to pair of tickets that you can win for George Thorogood and the Destroyers. The big show is at the Capitol Theater, great seating, and I've got the tickets right here. It'll go to the 10th caller. Write down this phone number. You're going to need it, 740-325-1490. That's the Dimitri hotline here in the studio, 740-325-1490. 10th caller, when I tell you, don't do it now. When I tell you, we've got the tickets right here. I want to thank Johnny O for giving us these tickets to give to you. So, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. So, this next segment here started in kind of an unusual way. It's going to take me a minute to explain, but I've got my guest on the line here, and he is parked along Interstate 79 on the way to Morgantown, and he wanted to call in to tell you about his brother and what he and others are doing in honor of his brother. It's an amazing story. And it started out with a message that I got from Amanda. And she wrote this last night. And I'm going to paraphrase some stuff here. Good evening. You don't know me, but I listen to your show every morning on the way to work. And I've got a big ask of you. If you could possibly announce on your morning show the homecoming of my fiance's son, who was just tragically lost in a motorcycle accident. Homecoming would be very much appreciated. He is an active Marine, a sergeant stationed in Petersburg, Virginia, was hit head-on this past Thursday by a drunk driver. It was the news story was carried by both TV stations, 7 and 9, good for them. And let's see, my main point here is CJ, the person that we're going to be talking about, U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Christopher D. Harding Jr. CJ was in a motorcycle club in Virginia. They'll be leaving at 9 a.m. to transport his body back home. CJ's brother, Jeremy Cartman, will be leaving here with the Warthogs, the motorcycle club, and the Legion Riders to meet them at CJ at 1 p.m. tomorrow in Morgantown at Tim Hortons. Then on the way back home, they'll all meet up between 2 and 3 o'clock at Toothman's Funeral Home. And I said, yeah, you know, of course, happy to help. And, oh, by the way, would you like, and she sent me lots of pictures of him that, I wonder if I could share some of these with you here. Hold on a second. On for our Facebook friends, this is just right off of my phone. This is not ideal. Believe me, this is not ideal. But she sent me some great pictures of CJ. Let me, here's another one here. Again, for Facebook friends, we do a Facebook live stream of this. And here he is in his dress. All right. Again, not ideal for the Facebook part of it, but you get the idea. And so I said, well, would you like to come on and talk about this? And she said, well, I can't, but what about his brother, Jeremy Cartman? And I said, well, you know, Jeremy wants to do this. That's perfectly fine with me. And so I reached out to Jeremy. This is like all on the fly last night. This is like after 8:30. It's like just out of the blue, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, you know, what the hell? It sounds like a great story. The good people, maybe ask them on. Maybe they'll come on. Most of the time, people don't want to come on. But today they did. And so, Jeremy Cartman, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. How are you this morning, Jeremy?
Nah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. Tell me about U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Christopher D. Harding, Jr.
He's a jokester. That is him. He put his all in everything, put everything he had in the Marine Corps. Basically what I want is I want everybody to come and do what they can to honor him. I don't know exactly what time we will be coming through St. Clair's today. It should be, I would say, between 2:30 and 3:30. I will be having my wife posting on the St. Kersal page where we're at on the way in. But basically, we want to make it big. Make it known that he's in town. He put his life on the line for us, so the least we can do is show him how much we meant by it.
Indeed. Tell me about growing up with him. What are some of your favorite memories with CJ?
This kid, so he liked playing jokes. I remember my mom telling me one day when she had gotten home that her and my stepdad were watching TV. And the TV come on, and they're sort of saying, this is the end of the world, the bomb's coming, or somewhere along that line. And she started freaking out. It's very, very easy to get my mom to freak out. It's not hard. She started freaking out. And my stepdad finished eating sandwich before he got up. And I remember that my brother walked out and started going along with it. My mom started calling family, trying to figure out what was going on and why the end of the world was coming. My brother walks out of the room and looks at her and said, smart TV, smart phone, smart kid, and just started busting out laughing. But he was always a jokester, that's what he did.
You both went to St. Clairsville High School?
Yeah, we both went to St. Clairsville.
Any good stories about CJ there? Or you and CJ?
We were a little bit separated throughout high school. We did play football, we played basketball. He's a little accident prone. He hurt himself in football a couple times. I don't even think he wanted to play basketball until someone said he was too short. They said he was too short, and he went and played basketball just because he wanted to prove them all.
What else do you remember about CJ? Any special conversations the two of you had somewhere, maybe under a tree or walking around or over a drink?
Nothing that everybody else needs to hear.
Oh, God, I really want to hear it now. Can you clean it up at all?
What's that?
Can you clean up the story at all so we can hear it?
No, not really. That's not something I should probably say.
All right. So tell me about, you're with a motorcycle club?
Yeah, so I'm with the Warthogs. We're a police and fireman. CJ is actually with one, too. He was actually prospecting, which prospecting is basically first coming in. He was with the Boost Fighters out of Virginia. But he seen how I was down here with my club and how close we were. And I do remember he had called me and talked to me about it and asked how he could do something like that. And he ended up finding the Boost Fighters. And we joined them, and they did exactly what I was hoping they would do. They showed him the brotherhood of the MC world.
I'm sorry, they did what, please?
They showed him the brotherhood of the MC world.
All right. And so this morning, is it just you going to Morgantown, or do you have other members of your club?
No, it'll be the members of the Warthogs. And then, like I said, this on the way back, this is everyone. We want this to be as big as possible. If you have a motorcycle and you're bored today, it's going to be hot, I know. But if you got a bike and you want to join, we want this as big as we can.
All right. So walk me through this. For anyone who has a bike, what exactly do they have to do? What time? Where are you going to be? What route are you going to take?
So the leading riders will be leaving Valley Harley-Davidson along with some Warthogs. But we're leaving Valley Harley-Davidson today at around 12 o'clock to go to Tim Hortons in Morgantown, West Virginia, right off of 79. We will leave Tim Hortons. I don't know the exact time, but we will leave Tim Hortons, I would say, probably around 2 o'clock when CJ arrives. So anybody that does want to go, and do the whole thing. Tim Hortons. Try to be there around 1:30.
In Morgantown.
In Morgantown. We will take 79 to 470 to 70, and we will get off the Route 9 exit in St. Clairsville.
Okay. And then from that Route 9 exit at Bell's, you go up the hill there towards St. C., right?
Yeah, we'll get off the Route 9 exit right there in St. Clairsville by the Bell store, and then we'll go up into St. Clairsville to the funeral home right beside the firehouse.
All right, across street from the firehouse, Toothman's, yeah. And the great people there at Toothman's, they've been wonderful to us many different times, I must tell you. And so you want people who with bikes to join the motorcade, the escort for CJ?
Yeah. If anybody wants to join, by all means, jump in behind us and help us bring him home. And then once we get into St. Clairsville, we want as many people as we can lined up throughout Route 9 all the way to the funeral home is what we want.
All right.
If you don't have a bike, or I know it's going to be hard, but I mean, he deserves it. That's what we want to do.
No question. I don't know what I don't know about CJ or you or the family or with this wonderful gesture that you're all doing. So what question should I have asked you, Jeremy, that I didn't?
I honestly don't even know. It's still hard on me. This is not something I even want to do. It's hard for me to even think straight throughout all this.
Okay. You're going to be posting, or someone's going to be posting information on one of the St. Clairsville sites or all the St. Clairsville groups. Is that right?
It might not be all of them. I mean, it's going to be my wife doing it. She's going to be on the back of the bike with me. I'm going to have her post on my personal Facebook page, and then I will have her post on the St. Clairsville page. So as long as people can kind of keep an eye on that, I'll have her post every once in a while on where we're at on the way back.
Okay. Jeremy, if there was anything that you could say to CJ today in honor of all of this, what would you say to him?
I miss him. I miss him. More than 11 now.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your time and this incredible gesture, and I hope everybody in the Upper Ohio Valley responds as best they can with the weather and all this kind of stuff. And I just wish you the very best, and you take care, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jeremy Cartman. Whatever you can do for the homecoming for CJ would be greatly appreciated, of course. And Route 9, you want to go out there with your flags or salute or wave or whatever. I don't know. But to show any respects, by all means, please consider doing that. Try to follow the information on one of the Facebook groups with St. Clairsville. There are several St. Clairsville groups. And if you want to join, if you've got a bike and you want to join, I think that'd be a very cool thing as well. So I want to thank Jeremy Cartman, thank Amanda Wallace, great lady, and my very best to everyone, the family and everyone, just everyone. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.